This is the story of two boys at war with their mums.
He's actually threatened me with a knife when he's got into this angry, violent stage.
As a last resort, these families have been referred to a specialist unit, one that helps families on the verge of collapse.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. It all comes out of your mouth saying that I'm saying it. I'm not.
After years of verbal and physical abuse, can anything bring these mums and their sons back together? Ten-year-old Adam Aliff has been attacking his mum Sharon for the past 5 years.
As soon as the anger builds up, he will lash out.
What the heck are you doing to your room?
Adam's eight-year-old brother, Jake, is also on the receiving end of his aggressive outbursts.
He kicks, he bites, he smacks, he pinches, and he does this to my face.
The only person in the family who never gets hit is Adam's dad, John. At school, Adam seems to be able to control his outbursts, while home remains a constant battleground. But family life wasn't always this way. With Adam's behaviour becoming more extreme, their GP has referred them to a specialist NHS unit. Greenwich CAMHS in South London is part of the National Network of Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. Clinical psychologist Melissa Aitken will run the sessions for Adam and his family. But she's part of a much bigger team of therapists. They will observe the Aliff's behaviour from behind a two-way mirror to try and understand how relationships in the family work.
Dad got in there quick, then, didn't he? Yeah. That's very good. Yeah. Good.
Very good.
Well done, Dad.
Today, Melissa is testing Adam's communication skills by focusing on the last time he lashed out at his mum. After 40 minutes, it's time to swap places, so the Aliffs can hear what the team thinks. They're using puppets to represent the family, to help them confront issues they find it hard to talk about directly. It's hoped this will help Adam to express his emotions verbally instead of hitting out.